You're listening to TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
Got an opinion of your own? You don't like what we're saying? Well, bring it on!
You ain't too big for me to give you a licking!
Phone lines are open at 1-888-GO-FOR-IT. It's MaxWorldLive.com. All right, we're back a little bit after 10 o'clock live here in MaxWorldLive.com. And we appreciate you listening to this radio program. It is on from 9 to 11 Central Standard Time each and every weekday morning. And it is one of the it's one of many shows that you can find on the Internet. The Internet, obviously, is becoming the tool to provide information. In fact, we were just reading an article today on a new Internet radio that's come out by a company called VTech. And we're going to have a link on our website for that here probably later on in the hour. And it's an amazing radio. It looks like a Bose radio. It sits on your desktop. It has FM radio on it. You can add your iPod to it, and you can pre-program it to listen to hundreds of Internet radio stations. It also operates as an alarm clock, and maybe I said that.
No, you did, but it does all of those things. I mean, it's absolutely looks just like a traditional radio, and it is traditional. You've got FM stations that you can get, but wherever you can get an Internet signal, you can turn that thing on. So you can have it on your office desk, you can have it next to your bed, you've got it there so that you can get Internet radio every single day. And what's the numbers, Mac? Do you remember the numbers? 80 million people tune in to Internet radio every single day. 80 million people. And on TalkZone.com, we're excited about that because they have so many people that are coming online there. Just like in our previous hour with Miss B, she's been on TalkZone.com just like ourselves here. And plus, you can reach us at www.maxworldlive.com, starring me, Rooster McRoberts. But I want to talk about something else before we get started here. And you can see this on our website, www.maxworldlive.com. And yes, I did say www, all right?
You're such a hillbilly.
I know,
it's
but
W.
It's
W.
It's W.
That is lazy.
www. That's what it is. www. I know you do. And just your wife hates it when you leave the toothpaste cap off every morning, too. But it is the way that I do things, all right? But this Saturday morning at 9:30, Mandy Lynn has called her old man Rooster out. Called him out. And said, guess what? I'm going to do a 3.2-mile run, Pop, and I think I can beat you. And I said, bring it on.
You know she can
bring
beat
it
you.
On. Bring it on.
Do because you have a bet?
No, I've got a bet with you, which is $1. $1. $1.
But you didn't bet Mandy Lynn.
Oh, no. Didn't bet anything. But, you know, she's going to be in tomorrow morning, I believe. And if that's what you want us to do is to throw down a bet, that's fine. Because I'm just like Muhammad Ali.
Oh,
I'm
God.
Just like him. I'm going to dance like a butterfly.
Fat and stupid.
And sting like... Hey, don't say that about him.
Have you seen him lately?
You know what? He's old.
Okay. Old,
and he's
fat,
older
stupid.
Than me.
Well, everything's you know, not much
that's,
older
that's,
than you.
That's wrong. The man is a legend. Not was. Is a legend, and I am going to prove Saturday morning
you
that
can
legends
and fall.
Legends still live, and I'm going to be one of them.
And I'm going to have it on the flip cam, and so we can all watch a grown man die while chasing his 29-year-old daughter from dam to dam.
I'm standing up. I'm going to make it. I'm going to win.
You're not getting
I'm going to win. All right.
All right, we are live here on MaxWorldLive.com, and we often talk about the economy, but we don't talk about it with the effectiveness that I think we're going to talk about it today with our next guest. Our next guest is by the name of Craig Smith, and Craig is the former he is the CEO of Swiss America Corporation and the author of many great articles and books, including The Black Gold Stranglehold and Rediscovering Gold in the 21st Century. The past two decades, he's been on Fox, CNN, he's been all over the place,
yep.
And we're happy to have him here in MaxWorldLive.com. Good morning, Mr. Smith. How are you?
Well, I'm great, Mac. Good to be with you. And you were actually right. I am no longer the CEO. I'm the chairman of the board, and I haven't been part of the organization for a couple months now. So,
and what organization? Tell me what the Swiss America Corporation is.
Swiss America Trading is a full service brokerage firm that was started 30 years ago, specializing in tangible assets like early American gold coins, real estate development, a number of different areas. And we believe that a good portfolio financially is a diversified portfolio. You should have some in stocks, some in bonds, some in real estate, some in cash, treasuries, gold, various different pots, if you will, versus having all your eggs in one basket.
So that's so true. Craig, this is Rooster here, and I've spent 30 years now. I wasn't in that end of the industry, but I was in the insurance annuity business, and you know what happens sometimes if you're on one side of the fence or the other side of the fence, you never look at the other side of the fence and say, well, I'm the only guy here, you know, it's only my stuff that works. But you're absolutely right. You have to have that diversification. And I've diversified in gold and silver and coins, numismatics over the years, and you're absolutely right. But, you know, the most important thing that's on everybody's mind right now is what's really happening, okay, to our economy. I mean, what's really going to happen if somebody, and I put it this way, somebody like China calls the note. Could you help us with that? Tell us where we're going here. What bad road are we going down? Maybe it's a good road, but tell me, what do you think?
Well, Rooster, I got to tell you, that's the number one concern that everybody in the financial world has right now, is what the 900-pound gorilla China is going to do. China sits on the largest amount of U.S. dollars outside of the United States, second place is the United Arab Emirates. And so we have a lot of nations that are holding our debt. And we have to keep in mind that this whole myth that too big to fail theory is a reality is just a myth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you believe something's too big to fail, ask the Roman Empire if that works, or the Russians.
Right.
Or modern times, let's look at the British Empire. I mean, most people forget that the 19th century was dominated by the British Empire. We took over in the 20th century, but what caused the British to lose their position? They became net debtors versus net creditors and net lenders. So if you look at the progression of the British Empire being net lenders and creditors, and then becoming debtors, and America becoming lenders and creditors, and now we're debtors, and now China becoming creditors and lenders, could it be that the next century or during this century we could lose our position to that of China?
Mm-hmm.
And I think people are very concerned about that. And when you have China, you know, quizzing the head of the Dallas Fed 100 times over the last month saying, are you guys going to print money? Are you guys going to, and I'm paraphrasing, obviously.
100 times? I mean, that's not an exaggeration. I mean, you're absolutely, that's a number, 100 times?
Oh, yeah. The Associated Press mentioned it not only in their articles, but it's been all over Drudge that he's been asked over 100 times by the Chinese ministers, are you going to print money to get yourself out of this mess? And you have to keep in mind, we are going to need, it's amazing, guys, that I'm using this number, $1.7 trillion in the next year just to make up the deficit. I mean, we've got to keep in mind that we now are going to run a $1.7 trillion yearly deficit if Mr. Obama gets what he wants. Now, where do we get that money? Well, we have to borrow that money because we don't have it. That's why it's a deficit.
Right.
Or we have to create that money. Now, China's concerned that if we fail to be able to borrow that money and we end up printing it or creating that money, it's going to make the money that they hold worth less because we're going to increase the quantity of dollars that are out there. And the Chinese have a very valid concern, guys. And
Yeah.
And I think, quite frankly, every American should have that same concern, because if you think about it, your retirement account, your 401k, your college education for your children, your paycheck, those are all denominated in dollars.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking with Craig Smith. He is the former CEO of the Swiss America Corporation, now currently chairman of the board, and we're talking a little bit about what's happening with China. The number one, what I think you said, Craig, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, tell me if I heard this right, we owe China the second largest amount of money that we owe to anybody else. The first person we owe the most amount of money to is the United Arab continents, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got that. I said that the wrong way. The number one debtor, creditor that we have is China. Number two is the United Arab Emirates. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. I mean, you know, it sounds like to me, and nobody wants to hear this, have you ever had it, you know, the 100 phone calls? I'm still baffled by that number. Are you going to print more? Are you going to print more? We're getting creditor calls. Our government is getting creditor calls.
You're exactly right. And that's what should concern every American. This would be like the bank calling you every day and saying, are you going to pay your mortgage? Are you going to pay your mortgage? The statistics came out today that were frightening. 12% of every single mortgage in America is now in either foreclosure or in delinquency. 12%. Now, here's what's a real startling fact. We know all this was created because of the subprime mess, but prime mortgages, 30-year fixed prime mortgages, the delinquency and foreclosure rate has increased 50% over this time last year. And many of those homes are vacant. There aren't even people living in the homes anymore.
These were people that had good credit and got good, solid mortgages, is what you're saying. It's not the people that had crappy credit and got subprime mortgages that we were talking about a year ago. You're talking about people that have had great credit or exemplary credit or close to that, and they're being foreclosed on? Is that what you're saying?
Well, they're in delinquency or being foreclosed. And here's what I think is fascinating about this, guys. If you've been a good, quality-paying person, and let's say you're paying a 6% mortgage, you can't get a better rate. You have to literally be delinquent in order to get the better rate. So a lot of people are just stopping paying. If check me out and see if I'm wrong on this. If you're current on your mortgage, call your bank up and see if you can get a better rate. They will tell you, no, you're current. But I'll tell you what, if you're delinquent 90 or 120 days, we can give you what's called a loan modification. Now, that is insanity, guys.
No kidding. And I got to tell you something, Craig. Guess what? I did that on my mortgage. And you are absolutely checking you out. I didn't even know you were going to bring that up. But I did that a week ago because I see all of these people out there that are screwed up and in trouble, not paying their mortgages, getting special deals. And so I got on the phone. I called my mortgage lender and I said, look, you know what? I want to reduce my rates like all the other schmucks across the city, okay? Can I do that? And you know what? You're absolutely right, Craig. They said, nope, you're current.
Right, and this is going back to where we started this question. You know, are we headed the right way? Are things going to get better? Is the economy better or worse? I don't think the economy is any better or worse than it was 2 years ago. I mean, people forget that this all started in December of 2007. Many of us in the industry saw it coming. I wrote about it at worldnetdaily.com. I wrote about it on our website at swissamerica.com that, hey, it was inevitable. I mean, if you look at a couple of the bigwigs that made billions in this drop, everybody saw this coming, but nobody did anything to stop it. And let me tell you something. Leadership in Congress saw it. Christopher Dodd saw it. Barney Frank saw it. Mr. Shelby saw it.
Oh, buddy.
There were a lot of people that saw this coming, but we didn't. You know, I liken it to a frat party, you know. The keg's pouring, everybody's having a good time, and Poindexter shows up and says, hey, guys, we got to cut this off. We have finals in the morning. And he says, get the heck out of here. Come on, keep the beer flowing.
Our guest is Craig Smith. He is the former CEO of the Swiss America Corporation. We are talking about our debt. Maybe a boring subject. Maybe you want to fall asleep. But I hope you stay awake with us for a little bit longer.
It's important.
Because this is important. Because when we come back from break, I'm going to ask Craig a really important question. We know what happens if the bank calls and says, hey, you're behind on your car payment. And then they have to call the next month and say, hey, you're 2 months behind on your car payment. And then they call in the third month and say, listen, if you don't make your car payment, we're going to come take the car. And then in about 14 days, a guy, big old guy with a hookup truck, comes up to your house and gives you a piece of paper and off he goes with your car. So what can China do if they call in their trillions and trillions of dollars worth of notes that America owes them? Can we be repossessed? Can we all of a sudden overnight be owned without a military coup, without a single shot being fired? Can we be taken over financially by a communist country like China? We'll talk about that when we come back. For Rooster McRoberts, I'm J. Michael McCoy, and if we haven't told you lately, thanks for listening. We love our job, and we couldn't do it without you, right here at MaxWorldLive.com.
This is MaxWorld Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
Hi, this is Mac from MaxWorldLive.com, and I'll tell you, every day, we love doing what we do. Rooster and I get up early in the morning. It's kind of hard not to get up early with a rooster. We look at what's going on all the way across the heart of America. What are the passionate stories that you care about? What are the news items that grind your teeth? What are the stories that reach in and grab you by the heartstrings and make you feel what it is to be an American? Well, if today's show is something you enjoy listening to, we have all of our previous shows on podcast, both visually and auditorily, available for you at MaxWorldLive.com. So So feel free, go back and listen to another one of our old shows. Listen to something we did on a previous subject. But most importantly, feel the passion. Get fired up. Get in there and get involved in what's going on in this great country of ours and in the heart of America. And if you love this show, you can hear every one of them. It's MaxWorldLive.com, starring Rooster McRoberts. All of our shows are previously podcast and available to you. And if I haven't told you lately, thanks for listening. I love my job and I couldn't do it without you. Right here at MaxWorldLive.com.
Your Paper is your source for homemade papers, cardstocks, and unique paper gifts. They specialize in made-to-order custom wedding invitations, graphic design, and just about any other type of design project you might have. Your Paper offers an eclectic selection of gift items perfect for just about any person on your list. They are pleased to offer small business graphic design ranging from company logos, marketing pieces, and more. Call today to set up an appointment with one of their qualified designers. Pure Paper is located in the historic East Village, 412 East 6th Street, or call for an appointment, 255-3533. Again, that's 255-3533.
Hey, Rod Doctor, 911. There's an epidemic and it's on the run. Call the fashion police. It's a style emergency. She shouldn't have tried to squeeze that D cup into a B. So if things are going south at the speed of gravity, or your cup runneth over face reality, here's the right prescription for every woman. Call Rod Doctor 911.
Essential bodywear bras are engineered to lift the breast tissue an average of 2 to 6 inches, yet priced similar to quality department stores. The Bra Doctor 911 team of certified bra fitters draw a crowd in spas, expos, health and fitness centers, as well as doctor's offices, and also make house calls to homes and businesses. A new twist to the dreaded bra shopping. To host a Perk Me Up event, go to BraDoctor911.com. Positions open in Iowa.
Independent essential bodywear representatives.
As our scene opens, we find Tom Coates from Consumer Credit of Des Moines dealing with a credit customer and her credit card company. We hear Tom ask,
"So, why did you charge so much?"
"Well, it was a mistake."
To which the credit card company replies,
"And now she has to pay for it." "Wait a minute. Why did your company give her so much credit?"
"Because that's how we make money."
"I don't have enough money."
"That's not my problem."
"That is your problem. Bad credit card debt is everyone's problem."
"She blew it. She doesn't know how to play the game."
"But she's still playing the game. She's getting counseling. As for you, you're fired."
Need someone to fire your credit card company? Call Consumer Credit of Des Moines, Iowa's largest credit counseling agency. Consumer Credit of Des Moines has 7 offices throughout Iowa. Call 1-800-955-5765, 800-955-5765, or find them on the web at consumercredit-dm.com.
Hey, it's Doug, the MaxWorld Live Tech Angel. If you feel invisible online, don't have your cousin Marty build you a website, and don't run out and drop $10,000 on graphic design. What you need is what we deliver, and that's online findability. If you're that company, you know, the one overwhelmed by technology, stop. You have some catching up to do. Create Wow Media provides the platform for you to become findable where everyone is looking. Find us today at createwowmedia.com.
The talk of planet Earth.
We call it
TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio.
And we know you're going to love it.
TalkZone.com.
Your opinion matters. And we want to hear it. 1-888-GO-FOR-IT. It's Max World Live. 20 minutes after the hour. Good morning. We are live in MaxWorldLive.com. Also on TalkZone.com. If you want to see the visual component to our radio program, and we certainly are not good-looking men, and we don't dress especially for the radio show or anything. I'm just an old radio guy, so I still just, you know, I got shorts and sandals and a nice shirt on. But you can check out the video component of our program on MaxWorldLive.com. That's MaxWorldLive.com. We have 4 HD cameras in our studio, which allows us to show not only myself when I speak, but there's Mr. Rooster McRoberts.
The good-looking guy. The good-looking guy.
Where we broadcast live from, which is a place called Miss Kitty's in Clive, Iowa. It is a 9,000-square-foot country dance club that's kind of a tradition here in town. Been here about 11 years, which is kind of outstanding for a country dance club or any nightclub, you might say. And we broadcast live from here every day. There's a whole series of radio programs surrounding us that are on MaxWorldLive.com, and they're called Local and Live. And they start at 8 in the morning right before us, and they go all the way until 7 o'clock in the evening. And the only requirement to be to have a show on a Local and Live is to be passionate. That's it.
That's right.
We didn't go out and find salespeople who could afford to buy the time. We give them the time for free. Absolutely. There's no catches.
Nope.
We give it to them for free because they're passionate about what they believe, and they bring that passion on the radio. And so we encourage you, even if you're listening on TalkZone.com, to tune over to MaxWorldLive.com after the radio program and check it out. Coming in at 11 o'clock is a gentleman, a local school board member, and a local activist, Jonathan Narcisse, who has Jonathan's Front Porch, who every day brings in interesting guests, and they just have great conversation. Today between 2 and 4 is going to be a great show, too, because Rabbi David Kaufman is in.
Awesome.
And Rabbi David Kaufman is passionate about what's going on in the Middle East with Israel and Iran and the nuclear strikes. Very intelligent, very, very, very smart man, and passionate about not only his religion but his people. So
very well informed.
That's a great show from 2 to 4 this afternoon. And in the middle, Michael Libby brings you Insight on Business, a great conversation on business marketing, social networking, all the kind of stuff that you need to know if you're a young business person or, like me, an old business person. And you want to learn more. And that's all coming up today on MaxWorldLive.com. My guest today is Mr. Craig Smith, and Craig is the former CEO of Swiss America Corporation and has a tremendous amount of knowledge concerning our economy and what's going on in China and things like that. And you said earlier, Craig, and don't let me put words in your mouth if this isn't right, that basically China is a creditor of ours. And at some point, just like when the bank calls and says, hey, Macaroni, you haven't made your car payment in a couple months. If you don't pay it, we're going to come get it. I would assume at some point China can repossess something or can call their notes.
We're going to be repoed?
Talk to me like a six-year-old, Craig. You're a very smart man, and there's people out there that are listening that are much smarter than I that understand. But do me a favor. Talk to me like a six-year-old. What happens when China calls those notes due to America?
Well, I think you gave a good example before we went into the break. You know, let's use your analogy. You buy a car from a bank. You tell the bank you can't afford to pay them. Excuse me. And the bank says, look, we have to work something out. Either you need to give us the car back or you need to pay us, one of the two. And that's what my concern has always been. Up till now, China has been willing to buy our debt because they get a fair interest rate on it. But interest rates have been, you know, ridiculously low. That's why yesterday at the bond auction, you saw rates go up dramatically because nobody wanted to buy the bonds. But I want to get tied down in that wonkish, you know, philosophy. Let me stick to the analogy. So you have to either return the car back to the bank, or you got to pay the bank. China now is going to say, look, you owe us this money. If you can't afford to pay us, if you can't afford to pay a decent interest rate, we want out. Or how about if we buy some of your American businesses? Or how about if you sell us some of your natural resources? Or how about if you sell us some of your real estate?
Craig, how do we know, and I don't know what side of the party line you stand on, and I'm not asking you to make a political comment here, but if you want to, I'd love to have it, because my guess is you're a conservative, but how do we know that there aren't backroom deals going on between the Obama administration and China going, hey, give us $3 trillion and we'll give you half a GM? The American people will think that the government owns 70% of it, and we will, as American people, will own 70%. But actually, you're going to get 35% of that debt. How do we know that's not going on in the back room to save this country?
You don't. I mean, you know, it would call for speculation on my behalf. I don't have any data to back it up, but it wouldn't be surprising to me, but I think it's a nonpartisan issue. I don't think it's any different with Barack Obama than it was with George Bush, quite frankly. I mean, if you look at the bailouts, if you look at the TARP, let's take the TARP, for example. 71% of all...
Okay, and tell us what the TARP is.
The TARP is the Troubled Asset Relief Program.
And that's basically the bailout program.
Right. We basically put up $750 billion taxpayer dollars to bail out troubled institutions. That was done under Mr. Bush and Mr. Paulson. Now, if you look at the AIG bailout, where $85 billion initially of your money went, let's follow the money. Out of that money, $85 billion went into AIG. AIG spent $13 billion of that bailing out Société Générale, a French bank, and $20 billion of that going to who? Voila, Goldman Sachs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who Mr. Paulson used to run, you know, Robert Rubin under Bill Clinton was, you know, a shareholder and now is on the board.
Right.
If you follow the money, the American taxpayers are basically going out to are being put on the hook to bail out everybody. Now, getting back to your question, could it be that the Obama administration is working something out with China that's saying, hey, look, don't give up on us. We're revamping our car industry. Maybe you'd like a part of that car industry. That's a possibility. I mean, I don't know. As I said, it would call for speculation. But it wouldn't surprise me, because when people get in a panic, they make stupid decisions.
Right.
And that's why I've told people, you know, I offer my newsletter. I do a lot with Fox News, and, you know, you shared my resume. I normally give out a free report because I try and educate people, because if you do things in a panic, you will always make a bad decision. And we panicked, guys.
Yes.
And the subprime mess started hitting, and the banks started looking like they were in trouble. And you remember that the whole idea of the TARP, if we don't get it passed by Friday, the end of the world will happen.
Oh, exactly. Knee-jerk reaction, Craig, is what's happened here. And we're we're continuing to have knee-jerk reactions.
No, you're absolutely right. And look, the TARP, I talked about this a lot on Fox News. Every week we were told if we don't get it by Monday, the stock market will melt down on Monday. And that went on for 3 weeks, and guess what? The end of the world never happened. I hate to break it to our leaders. The end of the world only happens one time, guys.
Exactly.
Now, Craig, do you feel this is a partisan battle going on? In other words, it's the Democrats giving away the taxpayer money, because everybody knows Americans are like foolish little rats heading to the sea. If the Pied Piper named Obama starts playing his little flute, and the flute sounds are, we'll give you money. We'll give you money out of the national treasury. We'll give you entitlements. We'll give you more welfare. We'll pay you to do this, 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 and those big rich bastards that make all the white money, the make all the money and the white collars, we'll tax them. Is this simply a way for the Democrats to continually gain control and power, or is this an American problem, and at this time, the Democrats are responsible for fixing it?
Well, gosh, why don't you ask a simple question? I mean,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I know, but I
had to treat you like a six-year-old. You're supposed to treat me like
that. You're good, Craig. Good.
let's put it this way. Whenever you reward bad behavior, and whether the Democrats do that or the Republicans, because quite frankly, I think the Republicans did some of this during the Bush administration. I was very supportive of President Bush. I think he did a great job protecting this nation.
Yes.
He did a horrible job spending money. I mean, he was not a fiscal conservative.
No. Correct.
He allowed budgets to get way out of whack. But
yes.
What we have missing in this equation is what's referred to as creative destruction. It's the nature of capitalism that solves problems when market disciplines come into play. In other words, if I'm a bad bank and I do things wrong, I should go out of business. I shouldn't be saved.
Amen.
Okay?
Thank you.
And what happens is that tells the other banks, uh-oh, if I screw up, I could be out of business. So I better implement some self-imposed discipline, because if I don't, I could find myself out on the street.
We're talking with Craig Smith, and he's a member of the tribe here at MaxWorldLive.com. If you go to our website, MaxWorldLive.com, you'll find his picture there under the tribe and some information about him. When we come back, here's a simple question. What's going to happen? Where is this really heading? I mean, we can all sit here and speculate, but we got a guy on the phone that kind of knows what's going on. He's the former CEO of the Swiss America Corporation.
Right.
And has spoken thousands of times to network television and other experts about what he thinks will happen if we continue this bailout, this TARP, this jumping off the cliff, as the Beat Canvas guy says, the spend-a-lots just keep spending our money. What's going to happen? I mean, is this the downfall of Rome, only just replace Rome with America? We'll talk about it with Craig Smith next. Starring Rooster McRoberts, I'm J. Michael McCoy, and if I haven't told you lately, allow me to do it once again. Thank you for listening. We love our jobs, and we couldn't do it without you, right here in MaxWorldLive.com.
This is Max World Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
God, family, and America. And in that order. Yep, that's about right. Rooster is pretty old-fashioned when it comes to those things. God-fearing, with lots of questions about religion. He loves his family, his wife, two daughters, and three grandkids. Hopefully more to come, says Rooster. And truly an American patriot. A gun-toting, Harley-riding, take-no-crap-from-anybody kind of guy. That's a teddy bear deep inside. Rooster was born in Nashville, Tennessee. His mom and his pop come from the coal mining towns of southern Indiana and eastern Kentucky, where hard work, honesty, and respect, and the law, that's what shows what a man really is. When Rooster and Mac are on the airwaves, don't worry, you'll always know where Rooster stands on any issue. Unlike that wishy-washy, latte-drinking, tree-hugging, sell-your-country-down-the-river liberals that he can't stand. So when you want to hear a real American, make sure you listen every single day to Max World Live starring Rooster McRoberts. And by the way, if I haven't told you lately, thanks for listening to MaxWorldLive.com. I love my wife. I've loved my wife since the day I met her. In fact, I have told hundreds of people, and I'll tell you right now, it was love at first sight. And over 20 years of being together, I guess just like all of us, we put on a little weight. Didn't matter to me. She's still my dream girl. But it mattered to her. So about a year ago, my wife found a program called MediFast. M-E-D-I-F-A-S-T. MediFast Iowa. It is a program controlled by doctors, and it taught CJ how to eat better, how to eat right. And now, almost a year later and 30 pounds less, my dream girl fits into her wedding dress. I didn't care if she lost weight, but I care that she's happy about the way she looks. And on MediFast, my wife is happier than she's been in years. So if you're looking for a program to help you lose weight and stick with it, MetaFastIowa.tsfl.com or go to MaxWorldLive.com and look at MetaFast. It will change your life.
We can make it perfect. We're Aquafusion of Iowa, the authorized dealer for the General Electric Pro Elite water system. Unlike some water systems, the GE Pro Elite provides 100% conditioned and refined water 100% of the time that you're using it. And how? With an advanced monitoring system that checks your water 24 hours a day and automatically adapts to the changing water conditions. And value? Because refined water saves you real money, like up to 60% on detergent and soap costs, and it prolongs the life of your appliances from water heaters to dishwashers, and because you'll never have to buy bottled water ever again, our GE Pro Elite water system actually pays for itself. So let's talk about your water needs and what we can do about it. We're Aquafusion of Iowa. Look us up by typing in Aquafusion of Iowa in a Google search. That's Aquafusion with a Z. Local, trusted, and ready to work today. We can make your water perfect every day. Aquafusion of Iowa.
Make us a favorite button on your browser.
It's sending a transmission of some kind.
TalkZone.com, your first choice for talk on the internet.
Max World Live, starring Rooster McRoberts.
I look good. I mean, really good.
Phone lines are open at 1-888. Go for it.
Hey, everyone, come and see how good I look.
Oh, good grief.
MaxWorldLive.com. Good morning, 25 minutes before the top of the hour. Tomorrow, an interesting conversation in the 10 o'clock hour. Scott Raines, one of the local pastors here with the Lutheran Church of Hope, and Scott is an amazing young man. And you want to ask him a question. I made the statement to you, well, your boat sank, and you made the comment to me that, well, you wonder what you had done wrong and pissed off God, and he let your boat sink. And I came back and said to you, God does not allow or make things bad happen to people. God has nothing to do with the suffering and the pain of his children and his believers. That is an earthly, that is a free will, that is an evil, that is a Satan thing. But God would never say, you know, it's time to punish Rooster. I need to humble him a little bit and sink his boat. And you fully disagree.
I disagreed. Here's a couple of points, and we won't get on this, but tomorrow will be a great time, great format to do that. First of all, to believe that God doesn't allow, and that was your word, you used the word allow, bad things to happen to people, you're absolutely unequivocally wrong. Otherwise, nothing would ever go wrong. Nothing would ever be bad. Second of all, you know what? When you were a little boy and you did something wrong, your mama and your daddy had to spank your little butt, didn't they? They did. They blistered your little hide
right.
because they needed to help you
and
understand.
So you think God blisters my hide?
I think every once in a while he allows things to happen so your little butt gets blistered.
You're crazier than a bucket of monkeys, let me tell you.
Well, you're wrong.
That's coming up tomorrow here in MaxWorldLive.com on TalkZone.com. And always, you can listen to our radio programs and watch them. As you see, if you're on MaxWorldLive.com, we do have a four-camera HD system, which allows you to see the hosts. And most importantly, see the people who aren't in the studio and allow us to interview them and talk with them and get to know them on the radio.
And it's been great, I got to tell you.
And one of those gentlemen is named Craig Smith. Craig is the former CEO of Swiss America Corporation. He's in our tribe. If you go to the tribe page at MaxWorldLive.com, you'll see Craig there, and you can contact him through that. Now, one of the questions I had as we continue this conversation on America being sold out and all their debt is being handed to companies like China and everything like that, can you tell me what it would look like in America if all of a sudden China called those notes due?
Wow. First off, interest rates go through the roof.
They go up.
Yeah, we would have to, in order to get people to lend us money, we would have to pay them something to do so. China's not the only people that have money in the world. As I said, you have the United Arab Emirates, you've got Europe. I mean, there are a lot of other people that have our money. But interest rates would go up dramatically. It would probably force the Fed and the Treasury Department to create, and I use the word create because we don't print money anymore. We just go to a computer screen and put blips on it, for Pete's sake. They would have to create massive amounts of new blips. You know, you guys are talking about God. You know, the federal government has created more dollars of debt than God has created in seconds of time since Adam and Eve walked in the Garden of Eden.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Oh,
the United States of America has created more dollars of debt than God created minutes since Adam and Eve.
Seconds.
Oh, good
seconds.
Lord. Since, oh, good God.
Since Adam and Eve walked in the Garden of Eden, you know, what, 5,000-6,000 years ago.
Right.
I mean, guys, here's the bottom line. You asked me going into this break, what's going to happen? I've done the math on this. There's no way that we can deal with this problem anymore. It's way beyond. I mean, that same Fed chairman or that same Fed director from the Dallas Fed said we now have, listen to this statistic, guys, $99 trillion. That's with a T. $1 trillion worth of unfunded Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security mandates, on top of the $12 trillion national debt that we have, on top of the $1.7 trillion yearly deficits we're going to run.
Holy crap! I mean,
there's no way we can grow our way out of this. And this is very similar to Argentina at the turn of the last century. They were the Paris of South America, finest healthcare, finest education systems. At the turn of the 20th century, obviously.
Right.
And they're nothing more than a third world nation now. Now, can that happen to America? Probably not, because America is the hardest working group of people. We are incredibly innovative. We're incredibly productive. But we have to change the leadership in Washington, D.C. If we don't, guys, the Pied Pipers, and it's not Democrat or Republican, it's all politicians. They are, you know, socialism works great right up until you run out of the other guy's money.
Right.
Okay, then it becomes a whole different program.
Yep.
And that's why I can assure your listeners of one thing. We are going to have to create huge amounts of money to get us through these problems. And as a direct result, we're going to have inflation. You have to remember, inflation from 70 forward got rid of a lot of debt. If you talk to people about a house in the 70s, they paid it off with inflated dollars in the 90s or year 2000. And it worked rather well. I mean,
right.
Inflating away debt or repudiating debt by printing, monetizing, is a very effective way. Unfortunately, it makes your cost of living go up, or it reduces your standard of living if you're not making enough money to keep up with it.
Correct.
That's why I wrote a report entitled Inflation Inoculation, Six Steps the Chinese Are Using to Protect Their Money. And for any of the MacWorld listeners, if they want to call 800-289-2646, mention that you're at MaxWorld. I don't know how to get it on the Internet, or I tell you guys how to get on the Internet. They can tell you if you call the 800 number how to get it off the Internet.
Read that again to us, Craig. We're going to write it down. We're going to put it up on the chat and put it up on our site. Go ahead, give us that.
It's 800-289-2646. And just mention you need a copy of the report, Inflation Inoculation, six steps the Chinese are using to protect their money. Because the reason we did the report, guys, is we looked at who holds the most dollars. China. Okay, so it makes common sense to me that whatever they're doing to protect all that money, that's what we should be doing to protect our money.
Well, isn't it not so far fetched that we could wake up tomorrow and there wouldn't have been a bullet fired, there wouldn't be no bloodshed, there wouldn't be a soldier in the streets, but we would no longer be in control of our own government? A democracy, China would be.
Yes and no. Politically, they can't take us over, obviously, because we have a constitution, okay? And hopefully, you know, our politicians will adhere to the constitution, so we'd never sell our sovereignty out. That's why I'm very concerned about the SDR, the special drawing rights that the IMF is talking about to replace the dollar as an international world currency. I think it's critical that we maintain our posture as being the world's reserve currency. We have to in order to borrow money. But hopefully our politicians would draw the line in the sand. But what could happen is something that might be equally as malignant to us, and that is that we could wake up and China would own 72% of General Motors, like you talked about, or China would own 65% of ExxonMobil, or, you know, they might own some municipalities. Hey, look.
Okay, but what does that mean to me and my wife and my kids and grandkids living in the heart of America? What does that mean to us that all of a sudden China would own 70% of General Motors? Why do I care?
Well, you'd have to look at what China's goal would be. They obviously want to increase the standard of living of their population. Therefore, your standard of living would probably be decreased. I mean, if you believe in what Barack Obama believes in, you know, everybody should have the same thing. We should all have little gray suits. We should all have the same size car. We should all live in the same size house. We should all burn the same amount of electricity. We all should have the same amount of food. And we should all live happily ever after as a world in total peace. Which, if you've ever picked up a Bible, you know, there's no possibility of that happening as long as humans are on the face of the earth, for Pete's sake.
Well, we've been talking with Craig Smith here this morning, and he's been really good about talking to us about some of the different things that are happening in our country and what would happen if China, for instance, would all of a sudden own 70% of General Motors or something like that. How could China turn... how do I say this, Craig? How could China turn owning 70% of GM or something like that into a military advance on our country? I mean, is that possible, or is that just storybook and I can forget that kind of idea?
I don't think it would happen, because you have to look at what China... See, I don't believe China wants to take America over. I really don't believe that. I don't believe they want to come here and install their government and so on and so forth. It's not to their best interest. I mean, their best interests are served continuing to sell us their junk at Walmart and Target and all those areas.
Yeah, buddy.
I mean, you know, this happened with Japan. You know, when you and I were kids, remember the transistor radio? We used to laugh about it. We'd buy them for $2-3. And then the pregnant roller skate Honda came over here from Japan. All that's happened is you've seen a role change. You know, China is now that person on our lives. They're selling us all the low-priced goods. And you could argue that that's had a very positive effect on America, because it kept inflation down for a number of years, because cheap goods and services keep inflation in check. But that age is coming to an end, guys. And I think what China is more interested in is becoming an economic superpower. Because, you know, to quote people like Rothschild, hey, he could care less who makes the laws in a country just as long as he controls the money. And that's the reality. I mean, if you're the person who controls the money, it doesn't matter who makes the laws, because with enough money, you can shape the laws the way you want. Just ask George Soros. He put Barack Obama in the White House, for Pete's sake.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break for just a second. Craig Smith is our special guest, the former CEO of Swiss America Corporation. We're talking about what would happen if China called the notes, $3 trillion worth of debt with China, and that's the number two debt. The number one is the U.S. Arab Emirates. Excuse me. And what would happen to America? Also, when we come back a little bit, there's different levels that nations go through before they see the end of their times. It happens in about 200 years, and I think you know that America is at about 230 years. I'll go through that list and share it with you, and you can see where we're at. And we'll see what Craig thinks about that, too. We're coming back. We're live in MaxWorldLive.com.
This is Max World Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
Grandpa is amazing. At least that's what Sydney, my 5-year-old granddaughter, says. Yeah, I taught her to say that. You know, I'm passionate, and I love being a dad to my 4 kids and a grandpa to my 3 kids and a husband to my wife. My wife always says it takes 20 years to train a good husband. Thank heavens my wife is a patient woman. I'm passionate about my relationships and believe each one begins with a conversation. In Mac's World, I explore people and their passions. When you first meet me, the first question out of my mouth is, what are you passionate about? And then the relationship begins. I have other passions, including my marriage to my wife, my children, my relationship with my Father God. I'm kind of religious, and great talk radio. So whether it be politics, relationships, sex, or religion, no subject is taboo. And Rooster makes it all the more interesting with his down-home Southern opinions and attitude. So welcome to Max World Live, starring Rooster McRoberts. And as I always say, thanks for listening. I love my job, but I couldn't do it without you here at MaxWorldLive.com.
Hey, Tech Angel Doug here from Create Wow Media. We brought this show from the Stone Age to the Web Age. Create Wow Media helps companies amplify their online brands through multimedia. Where do you look for information first? Are you spending marketing dollars to become findable on the web? Or still hoping your old brochure website will bring you new business? Contact us today to discover how you can amplify your company's online brand. CreateWowMedia.com, the online brand amplifiers.
It's bad enough when you have one company bugging you about the money you owe them.
I want my money.
But when they all start coming at you at the same time.
I want my money.
Me too.
I need payment by midnight tonight.
Don't press the panic button. Press the help button.
Hi, I'm Tom Coates with Consumer Credit of Des Moines. We can make those bill collectors all go away, at the same time helping you get out of debt. We've already helped over 100,000 people, and we can help you too. So when the bill collectors start ganging up on you, we'll send them packing.
If too many people are trying to help you solve your credit card debt problems, choose the one that'll serve you best. Consumer Credit of Des Moines. Consumer Credit of Des Moines is Iowa's largest credit counseling agency with 7 offices throughout the state. Call 1-800-955-5765, 800-955-5765, or find them on the web at consumercredit-dm.com.
A tool for people to connect with the universe and begin to understand it.
TalkZone.com. Internet Talk Radio.
Max World Live, starring Rooster McRoberts.
Well, I have a microphone and you don't.
Phone lines are open at 1-888-GO-4.
You will listen to every word I have to say!
MaxWorldLive.com. Good afternoon, or morning, sorry. We're back at about 10 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock. Our guest this hour has been Craig Smith. Craig Smith is the former CEO of Swiss America Corporation, and we've been talking. Great conversation, by the way, today, Craig.
Awesome.
We'd like to have you back sometime if you think you could spend some time here in Max World.
Sure, love to do it.
Super.
One of the things that I've got here that a friend of mine gave me, and this comes from supposedly somebody wrote this. Alexander Tyler wrote this in 1787, and he was a professor at the University of Edinburgh. Have you ever heard this, Craig? It's about what happens. It's about the phases that a country goes through over its course of it being a stable government, and after 225 years, it basically falls apart. Have you ever heard this?
Yeah, I have, and it's almost frightening how we're following that cycle, isn't it?
Yeah, it says you go from bondage to spiritual faith, and obviously that's what we did when we came from England and took the Mayflower and all those ships over because we wanted spiritual freedom. Then we went from spiritual freedom to great courage, and that was when we decided to leave the Brits and become on our own. Then from courage to liberty, we won the battle and we won the war. Then from liberty to abundance, we've obviously grown and grown and grown and started out as a little East Coast country and now have millions and millions of square miles and one of the largest countries on the face of the globe. Then we go from abundance to complacency because we get so used to our entitlements and we get so used to all the things that are around us, we get a little complacent.
Fat and happy.
And then we go from complacent to apathetic, and we're clearly apathetic right now. We clearly are huddled within ourselves. We're all narcissistic, and we're only worried about what's happening to us. Then we go from apathy to dependence, which is where I think we are right now. We're very dependent on the government. We're very dependent on other governments around the world. We really aren't that strong, independent nation that we were. And then the last one
is the one that scares us the most, Craig, and that's when we go from dependence into bondage. And how far do you think we are from going back into bondage?
Unfortunately, I think we're real close. I mean, I've written about this extensively, and I'm going to say something that's going to get me in trouble with probably most Iowans, but I believe this with all my heart. I mean, get me in trouble with a lot of Americans. The worst president we ever had in this country was FDR. FDR started embarking us on programs that made everybody believe that the government should put a safety net under everybody, regardless of behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And that is wrong. I mean, Social Security was doomed from day one. I've written several white papers about it. It won't be here 20 years from now. So all these actuarial tables that we run out by 2016, 2018, forget about it. It's not going to be here.
Right.
We, the people, to form a more perfect union, have to take personal responsibility and demand accountability from our leaders. But you're right, guys. We get so narcissistic. All we care about is our little world. Just as long as my 401k is going up, my home equity is going up, and I'm making my payments, I don't give a rip what they do in Washington. Well, we better get refocused on what's happening in Washington. We better get refocused on what's happening in our banking system, because the days of us just sitting on the sidelines and collecting a dividend check, and if we don't get one, the government will cover everything else, are over.
Amen.
We have to take our country back and do what's right. And look, everybody knows right from wrong. I mean, come on, Bernie Madoff, for Pete's sake, stood in his penthouse for 3 months instead of going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have men that raped the financial system that walked away with $50, $60, $70 million. How about Franklin Raines over Fannie and Freddie?
There you go.
I mean, it's amazing that we allow this to happen. And the American people say, well, just as long as, like you said, I'm narcissistic. Just as long as my house is okay, and I don't really care. We should care. That's your taxpayer dollar that's going down the tube now. And look, there's a statistic out right now, guys, that we would have to make tax rates 81% just to keep this thing going right now. So, I mean, a day of reckoning is coming. Is it the end of the world? No. Will we get through it? Yes. Look, the Great Depression, everybody thought it was the end of the world. It wasn't. It cleaned the house. And that's what we have to be willing to do. I wish our government would let banks fail. I wish our government would get out of the way and allow creative destruction and market disciplines to come back in and trust in capitalism and free markets.
Amen to that. I got to tell you, Craig, you're right. Absolutely.
And our guest has been Craig Smith. He's the former CEO of a great corporation here in America. Now basically sits on the board. It's the Swiss America Corporation. Very knowledgeable about what goes on in our economy and our country. And Craig is a part of our tribe. So if you go to MaxWorldLive.com and go to the tribe page, you'll see Craig's picture there. And you can click and get a little bio and how to get with him. Give us the number again that they can call for that free document that he wrote that is so valuable for everybody to know here in America.
I'm going to give it. It's 1-800-289-2646, and we put that up on our screen. Inflation inoculation. I know there's a six steps, and what was the rest of that, Craig? I'm sorry, I didn't get it.
Steps that the Chinese are taking to protect their money.
And it ought to be steps that we're taking, is what you're saying.
Sure, we're holding as many dollars as they're holding. I mean, everybody listening to this program works for dollars, saves dollars, pays taxes in dollars, has retirement in dollars. We should be protecting those dollars.
And if you listen to this program today and you'd like to re-listen to it or would like to give it to a friend, after about 1 o'clock Central Standard Time this afternoon, the podcast of this broadcast, visually and auditorily, will be up on the website at MaxWorldLive.com. Craig, I appreciate you spending your time with us this morning. God bless you, and we look forward to having you back again.
Amen. Thanks, guys.
All right, that was Craig Smith, and we look forward to having him back again. Again, as he's a member of our tribe, and so you can always catch him right there. All right, coming up tomorrow, who's this guy you got coming in tomorrow from 9 to 10? You're all hot on this dude. Hey, Who is he?
The guy's name is Josh Daines. He's from Des Moines, Iowa. He ran for city council, grassroots approach to that. He didn't take any money from anybody. It was just a straight grass, and he did very well. And he'll give us his numbers tomorrow. But specifically, Josh, he has a couple of master's degrees, and he's a smart guy, but he's a freaking bleeding heart liberal.
Oh, good. Somebody to fight with.
Bleeding heart liberal. And you know what? He listens. He reads Chomsky. It's actually Chomsky, but he reads Chomsky, as I call him. who should be gone away at this point. So tomorrow we're going to talk to Josh Daines about what a real liberal thinks, and we're going to confuse him with facts.
And it'll all be live here in MaxWorldLive.com.
This is MaxWorld Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
Hey, Tech Angel Doug here from Create Wow Media. We brought this show from the Stone Age to the Web Age. Create Wow Media helps companies amplify their online brands through multimedia. Where do you look for information first? Are you spending marketing dollars to become findable on the web? Or still hoping your old brochure website will bring you new business? Contact us today to discover how you can amplify your company's online brand. CreateWowMedia.com, the online brand amplifiers.
You know, I don't know one single person who isn't trying to lose weight. Oh, there are people who are obviously 40, 50, 60 pounds overweight. And then there are those people who are 15 or 20. And they try to cut back on what they eat. They stop drinking regular pop and only drink diet pop. Or they stop drinking pop. Or they stop going to McDonald's. And they stop. You know, that's really not the answer to getting in shape and losing weight. I've always said, you are what you eat. So eat things that are fuel for your body and good for your body. I'll tell you one place that I found that's exceptional at this. MediFast. MediFast. It's controlled by doctors. You do it in your home. It works. And you will lose 20, 30, 40, 50. You'll lose all the weight you want. You're going to have to be patient, but you'll get it done. It's MediFastIowa.TSFL.com. Check them out. MediFast Iowa.
Your Paper is your source for homemade papers, cardstocks, and unique paper gifts. They specialize in made-to-order custom wedding invitations, graphic design, and just about any other type of design project you might have. Your Paper offers an eclectic selection of gift items, perfect for just about any person on your list. They are pleased to offer small business graphic design ranging from company logos, marketing pieces, and more. Call today to set up an appointment with one of their qualified designers. Pure Paper is located in the historic East Village, 412 East 6th Street, or call for an appointment, 255-3533. Again, that's 255-3533.
You know, I'm passionate about great local talk radio. But I'm also passionate about the great American dream. That's owning your own home. And even in today's real estate market, it's a great time to buy your new home. And that's what I do when I'm not talking to you on the radio. I help Iowa's families find their next home. As a licensed real estate agent for Coldwell Banker Mid-America Group and with over 30 years of buying and selling real estate experience, my other passion is to help you find your new home. We'll tour every home on the market until we find your dream home. And as a buyer's broker, I work exclusively with you, the home buyer, giving you the best service and real estate advice possible. So when you're ready to look for your new dream home, talk to me, J. Michael McCoy, Mac at McCoy.net, a proud member of the Coldwell Banker Mid-America Group.